It is chilly for this weekend, but I think I'll take that over what we have next weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Weekend Weather Outlook. It is the planting forecast edition. This weekend, we are chilly. Temperatures a little bit below normal. Overnight lows are going to be pushing down into the 30s. And everybody's like, hey, wait, I thought it was summer. That's the way it felt a couple of days this past week. No, it's not summer. It is still mid-April. Well, I guess now it's second half of April, but you get the idea. These things can happen. What I can tell you is over the course of this weekend, we do have sunshine, partly to mostly sunny skies for your Saturday, for your Sunday, and it's going to be beautiful, just a little bit chilly. And as we move into Monday, we'll see temperatures moderate with sunshine once again. And then Tuesday, we'll see a little bit of moisture. So if you're keeping track at home, we got moisture last Thursday night into Friday morning. We string together three dry days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, I guess we'll say four, Monday. And then we see some rain on Tuesday. At this point, I'm thinking a tenth to half an inch for Tuesday rains. Coverage around 80% of the Hoosier State. And then we go back into a dry push for Wednesday and Thursday. Temperatures staying mild, good evaporation. However, then we get to Friday, and that sees the clouds increase. Our next weather system is coming here, building out of the Great Plains. And so I think we'll see some moisture Friday, midday, early afternoon in parts of northern Indiana. And then we go through Saturday and Sunday and see wide-ranging rounds of showers and thunderstorms. Now, the biggest moisture may hold off until Sunday, but we're still looking at the potential for half to 2 inches of rain over the weekend and into early next week. I will give you this caveat, though, here as we're talking about this. Models and data are really kind of split on a track. One wants to try and fudge this a little bit farther to the west, coming across the Missouri Valley, mid-Mississippi River Valley, and into the upper Midwest. Others are trying to take it directly over the eastern Corn Belt. So I guess as farmers, we all want to know, what's the real chance? There's a chance that the heaviest moisture misses us. And I know that's where we're going to be all keeping our fingers crossed that that happens. But somebody somewhere from Iowa to Indiana, western Ohio, is going to be picking up some significant rains as we move through next weekend and into early the following week. I also believe that is going to be something that happens to more than one of those states. So there's a big system. It's tracking our direction. Keep in mind, I think it's headed to Indiana here. We're going to watch that closely. What we can say is this cool snap seems to be the last one. It does look like temperatures stay above normal through all of that rain next week and even into the first week of May. I'm Ryan Martin.
It's like fertilizer for your brain. Every weekday morning, the Hoosier Ag Today email newsletter arrives in your inbox with the latest farm news, markets, and weather information, the kind of stuff you're going to need that day. So make sure you're feeding your brain with its free, easy-to-read, and important input. Sign up for the Hoosier Ag Today email newsletter at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.